Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger episode. What are we on? We're on 79. Welcome to 79. I don't actually know what brought this topic to my head, but it got me thinking about songs and swearing in songs, or how the radio stations clean the songs up to make them playable, and the things that they do. You know, sometimes they just take it out, sometimes leaving this clear gap, and then sometimes they like play it backwards, which is like, that's curious. And then there's the whole changing the lyrics thing, which sometimes you kind of like feel like sometimes it isn't quite right, but sometimes it's fine. And I'm just always curious about that. Like, in what I'm thinking of this in relation to, I had a conversation a long time ago about it screwing up the integrity of what the artist is trying to create. And the other thing is that it's also trying to get more airplay to get more people listening to their music. So they make the clean version because it adds to more radio stations. There's a great news story on NPR that is called The Art of the Clean Version that we'll post in notes. And it talks about making songs more, reaching more markets. And I love, they talk about Radio Disney, which I thought was really interesting, that Taylor Swift can say hella on Disney. And that's the probably worst word that you hear on Disney. And there's a lot of other songs that have changed, they've changed the lyrics so that they can fit on Disney, so that kids and parents can listen to the radio together and it quote unquote doesn't get weird. So I thought that was interesting, because I've always listened, or not always, but I've occasionally listened to either Radio Disney or the songs from there, and sometimes it annoys me, mostly because I'm used to the regular version, but I totally like get it from the perspective of a parent and trying to drive down the road, and I don't know, what's the best way to handle that when they're young? Do you try to explain to them in some way, or do you give an alternate version that is sometimes just as good, just says a little bit of something different? That makes it easy for things, again, quote unquote, not to get weird. I can argue both sides of that. But I thought it was interesting because it irritates me sometimes with the whole, there's the Tom Petty song, You Don't Know How It Feels, where he says joint, and many radio stations will play that backwards. And so it's just really obvious. And I remember, like, as a kid, you'd occasionally hear these things and it always struck me. It was always like, okay, then it's the, what are they saying? Then it got me thinking about it, right? Like, I would hear the weirdness or the lack of word or whatever. And then it was, okay, now I need to sift through my head to try to understand what they were saying, because now I want to know. So I'm wondering how many other kids have that response. And even as an adult, if it sounds odd, it's kind of like, oh, okay, what did they take out? And sometimes they talked about this in the interview, about how some radio stations will leave the f and the k to a word and cut out the vowel in the middle, which I always also find kind of interesting. It's kind of like, I don't know, I guess it's just I guess it's culturally, swearing is weird. If you could say the f and the k, really, like, I guess I guess it makes it easier and it expresses that it's not polite to say those things in public or whatever, or around your not known audience. But it also is kind of like, wow, really, it keeps us safe and away from hate and harm. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. If I had kids, maybe I would think differently. And at the same time, I can understand from a parent's perspective, if you just blatantly say that stuff, it doesn't call the attention to that's how they are speaking in this situation. That's not how we are going to speak in this situation. Of course, it also gives them ammunition too. Of course, every parent knows that. But I'm thinking also of like the Sheryl Crow song, Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock. The line in it, I think, is fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. And they usually take out the cocaine part, so they leave this blank place. So it's like fueling up on and whiskey. And I know when I heard that song, I'm like, oh, okay, gotta go figure that out. and so it just makes me wonder, what is the act of doing that, creating its sort of own advertising for its own song for the artist? Because how many people are like me? And I don't know. Not that I work hard to do this, but it makes me pay attention to the song the next time I hear it, or if I hear it in a different place, or I think about it more. So, you know, it's kind of this great marketing thing they've got going on. Take advantage of what works, I guess, right?
And it is, I don't know, I always find it interesting how different radio stations play, of course, the different versions. And they talk about this NPR article that they might clean up the version in the studio a particular way. And then a radio station might choose to go beyond that, too, that they can do that. And, you know, in various markets or various stations in markets, I'm always interested in how, what different versions they play. The Meghan Trainor song in the market that I'm at, we've got one place that plays the Disney version and another that plays the regular version. And I think, if I remember right, there might even be a third where they cut something out. I know the Disney version, they cut out part of the song too. But I was interested in, I went to New York and I was listening to the radio there. And at the time, CeeLo Green's Forget You was out, and I knew that there was the Forget You version, and then there was the F-K version. I don't know what my rules are as to what I can actually say. I should know that. But this is where the whole word is said. And then the interesting part was the version that I didn't know about until I went to New York, was listening to their radio station, was he said F you instead of forget you. And I thought that was interesting. So there was kind of like this third version, this Midland version. I'm sure there was a bunch more too, but, or potentially. But I just thought that was really interesting. I kind of get a kick out of the album versions, like when you get the actual album to have the intended words. I know like Taylor Swift's Picture to Burn, the I'll Tell Them You're Gay line, which was changed to Won't You Mind If I Say. And I feel like there was a third version to that too. But that at some point got changed. I feel like I heard it with the gay line in it. And obviously that was the album version. And then I felt like all of a sudden there was this change. So it wouldn't surprise me. And it's fine that there was, but it was an interesting thing that I felt like it got some play and then it changed. Anyway, there's a ton of album versions and a bunch of them that I can't even remember right now in more of the pop world. I know Toby Keith is good at having, needing some alternate language used in his songs. I don't know if what it says about me, but I tend to like the original version better. And I don't know if it's not that I have an affinity for swearing, but I think it's the intent of the artist that I sometimes appreciate of, well, and sometimes it's the best. It's just the most descriptive version. And it's not these like phony lyrics that are kind of placed in to take the place. So maybe it's just, it comes off more genuine. I don't know. But I tend to have always been a fan. Gosh, there was a song called Go See the Doctor that was out years and years ago. And I can't think of the artist's name. And I was so disappointed because I bought a CD with it on it. And it was the clean version. And I was so bummed because the not clean version is just so much better. Anyway, so I enjoy the artist's intent. And I think that's more what it is what were they thinking in their head when they wrote the song? That's just way more fun. That's what's fun about songs is knowing what's in the artist's head, right? Anyway, I have probably yammered on about this long enough. At the same time, if I did a little research, I could cite a bunch more examples and run myself through a, oh my gosh, I forgot that song. Oh my gosh, I forgot that song kind of day. Which could be fun in and all of itself, right? Anyway, have a wonderful rest of your morning. Check out the website for all the podcasts at morningswithastranger.com. And then, of course, there is Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, enjoy your music. Have a great day.